That's all, Ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. After Lum and Abner's repeated failures in attempting to collect the Jotham Down store's long overdue bills, Miss Hartford, the new general manager, took over the job herself and immediately began to bring in the money, much to the old fellow's consternation. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, the way you eat at every meal has a lot to do with the way you feel. Yes, when you're hurried and tense at mealtimes, acid indigestion is often the result. Now, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of prompt, comforting relief for acid indigestion that's hard to beat. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. And that's why you hear it said so often, when you have acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Now, remember, the way you eat at every meal has a lot to do with the way you feel. But if hurry and worry does lead to acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner busy cleaning out Lum's desk. Listen.
Abner, I told you once I don't want you to help me clean out my desk. I'd do better by myself.
Well, Lum, you ain't never going to get that done. You've been working on that for 2 days now. Far as I can see, you've got just as much stuff on your desk now as you had when you started.
Well, it might look that way to you, but I know exactly what I'm doing. This stack here is what I'm definite saving.
Oh?
This stack here is what I'm saving temporary. Stuff you never can tell when you might have a need for.
Uh-huh.
This stack here is stuff I'm saving till I have more time to look it over to see whether it's worth saving or not.
Well, you might just as well pile that on the first stack right now, Lum.
This stack here is stuff I'm more than likely to throw away, but I want to look it over again to make sure there ain't some stuff in there I want to save.
Well, that looks more like a pile in a stack to me.
And this stack here is doubtful.
Well,
I mean, I can't make up my mind if this stuff in this stack ought to go in the stack I'm saving definite or the temporary saving stack. Or the stack I'm saving till I have time to look it over to see if it's worth saving. Or the stack I'll more than likely throw away, but I want to look it over again to make sure there ain't more stuff I want to save.
I see.
Or whether it should just go back in the doubtful stack.
Now, which stack is that?
Well, there's two of them. The permanent doubtful stack and the temporary doubtful stack.
Well, now, what's this space here on the desk that you got all cleaned off there?
Oh, well, that stuff I'm throwing away.
Permanent or temporary?
I don't know. I'll have to look it over first to make sure.
Well, Lum, there ain't nothing there. Look at there. That's bare.
Oh, well, it must be permanent then.
Doggies, Lum, you might just as well admit to it. You ain't going to get that done this way. All you do is just take one pile of junk and make it into two other piles. It looked better before you started straightening the desk up. I'll tell you that.
Just mind your own business and answer the telephone. That was our ring there.
Well, all right. I never thought to fail. Every time you start cleaning up something, it looks worse after you get done. Hello. Jotham Down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, well, howdy, Earl. How are you today? Huh? Well, now, wait just a minute. Now, don't holler so loud. I can't make out a word you're saying.
Uh-oh, Miss Hartman must have been out to collect from him.
Well, now, just hold your horses, Earl. Well, listen, Earl. Earl, it weren't our idea to collect. We did not send her out there.
She's ruining her business. That's what she's doing.
Well, Earl, I don't blame you for being mad, but honest, me and Lum never had nothing to do with that.
Poor Earl, that's a shame.
Well, you never had enough money to pay that bill, did you?
Of course he never. It's a big bill.
A pig?
Uh-oh.
Well, I do know. Well, we'll have a talk with her when she comes back, Earl. I think. Yeah, well, I just don't worry about it. And don't be mad at us, neither. Well, we'll take good care of your pig, girl. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
What's that about a pig?
That Miss Hartford couldn't collect no money from Earl, so she talked him out of one of his pigs.
Well, I'll be dead brain.
Just like taking one of the family away from him.
Well, of course. When that woman goes out to collect, she collects.
Well, I don't know what she's going to do with the pig. There ain't no room in the cash drawer for it. I'll tell her that right now.
Something's got to be done about this, Abner. We can't have her running around town collecting pigs and all such stuff as that.
Doggies. I'd love to see her walking that pig down the street. Yeah. Her walking along with that thing under her arm.
That would be a sight, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll say one thing for her. I bet she can handle it.
Oh, yeah, she can handle it.
More than likely, she's marching him down the road, giving him orders right now, making him drill for her.
Of course, this ain't exactly a laughing matter, Abner.
Huh?
Earl's the fifth feller that's called up here today. Hopping mad.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to do something to stop her from going out collecting them bills. If she keeps this up, we ain't going to have a friend left in town. Or a customer, neither.
I know it. But I don't get how do you stop a woman like that long?
Things I don't know.
Me neither. She's got her head set, and when it's set, I don't get it is S-A-T set.
I reckon she means well. She thinks she's keeping us from going bankrupted by doing all this collecting, but I don't know. Personal, I believe I'd rather go on being bankrupted. Seems like you can run a business better that way.
Yeah. Well, I liked it better, I'll say that. We had a heap more friends when we was bankrupt than we do now, I know that.
Yeah, well, there's a woman for you. Just ain't got no head for business.
No, ain't.
You get them crazy ideas. You just ain't no way of changing, looks like.
Oh, they're just stubborn-headed.
Like arguing with a stump on them.
Yeah, they're stubborn. Blue-nosed mule, they sure are.
Take, for instance, that time Ari Hodgkin's woman and his mom-in-law decide they'd run the liver stable for Ari for a while.
I recollect that.
Practical. No time at all. They got the place to where he had to work day and night to keep up with all the business.
Yeah.
Taking to Ari 3 or 4 months to get business back where he had time to sit around and play checkers most of the day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you take a woman, she can run a place of business quicker than a human, even.
Well, I recollect another time. What's the matter with me?
What's the matter?
Look what I done.
Huh?
Put this picture here in a temporary throwaway stack. It's supposed to go in the safe permanent stack.
Well, what picture's that?
This one here. Showing them driving the Golden Spike in the first cross-country railroad of America.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
May 10th, 1869.
Hm. Lord me, have you had that long?
No, not quite. It's when they drove the Golden Spike. See that?
Golden Spike? What's the matter? Couldn't they get a regular orange car?
Yeah, I reckon they could, but they never wanted to.
Well, that sounds like an awful waste of money to me.
Abner, you don't get the
idea.
Hey,
who's that old man with the whiskers there? The one standing there in the middle of the track pounding on the rail with that sledgehammer. He don't look like he ought to be doing that kind of work. Look here, he's got a high silk hat on out there. A gandy dancer with a high silk hat. Now, you know that ain't right.
Well, he don't do that kind of work.
Well, I never thought so. He looks like more one of the passengers on the train. Don't reckon he got on the train and forgot his pocketbook and they're making him work his way across the country, do you?
Abner, if you'll just let me explain it to you.
I still say that's too hard a work for an old man like that to be doing. And the worst part of it is, why, everybody else is just standing around watching him. Them snakes in the weeds.
Abner, he never forgot his pocketbook. That's the president of the railroad.
The president?
Why, sure.
For the land's sake. I never thought the president of a railroad had to work like that. Get out there and swing a sledgehammer all day. I thought they hired fellas for work like that.
Well, Abner, what he's doing there is pounding in that Golden Spike I was telling you about.
No wonder.
What do you mean, no wonder?
Well, no wonder he has to do that work himself, Lon. If he had sense enough not to waste all that money buying them gold spikes, why, he could hire some workers. Because he's worse than a woman when it comes to running a business.
Well, Abner, you still don't get the idea. They were just trying to make a big to-do out of it, have a big celebrate.
Well, that ain't my idea of a celebrate, swinging a sledgehammer all day. Another thing, why don't he do something about them two trains there?
What's the matter with them?
Look at them. They're standing there facing one another.
Well, what of it?
Well, quick as the president gets done building that track there, them two trains are going to start up, and I don't think that's going to be the dad-blamedest wreck you ever seen in your life, Lon.
That's right, ain't it?
They'll bump sure the world.
You know, Abner, this picture might be more valuable than I ever allowed it was.
Huh?
If them two locomotives did start up, this is more than likely the last picture ever made of them.
The president.
Yeah, I don't believe they'd do that, though. Especially with all them people there to warn them. And the president of the railroad right there.
Well, what else could they do?
Well, one of them could back up. Of course, that'd be hard to do, too.
Why?
Well, see, they started building this railroad from each end of the country and met in the middle.
Oh.
So one of them trains is going to have to back up halfway across the United States.
Well, that engineer's going to have an awful crick in his neck by the time that trip's over, I'll say that for him. You'd have thought they'd have figured that out better before they'd taken up the railroad business if they was going to do that.
Well, you see, that was back in 1869, May the 10th.
That ain't got nothing to do with backing, though.
There's the phone again. Better get it, Abner.
Huh?
I want to keep working on my desk.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it, I guess. Hello, Jotham Dalstore, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Emmett. Well, we never sent her out to your place.
Uh-oh, another.
Well, now, simmer down a minute, Emmett. Just let me... Well, listen to me, Emmett. I want to... Yeah, well, Emmett, let me... Here, Lonnie, you talk to him. I can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, give me the phone.
Yeah, take it.
Hello, Emmett, this is Lum.
I'm hollering his head off.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, listen, Emmett.
Well, no use.
Huh?
Can't reason with a man as mad as Emmett is.
So, if he's clean off the handlebars, he's flipped his lid there, you know it?
No, Abner, we can't let this go on no longer. We've just got to get shut of that woman. 6 months guarantee or no 6 months guarantee.
Well, how are we going to do it, Lum?
I don't know, but beginning right now, we've got to study up some way to get Miss Hartford out of this store. We've just got to...
Well, I'm afraid Lum hasn't picked out a very easy task for Abner and himself. And it will be interesting indeed to see just how they go about it. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, folks, if everything seemed to go wrong today, and little things made you irritable, it might be you didn't sleep well last night. Now, perhaps you didn't sleep because nervous tension kept you keyed up and jittery. Well, when nervous tension ruins your restful nights and spoils your days, try Miles Nervi. It's been making good for over 60 years. And that's why we say for a good sleep tonight and a better day tomorrow, try Miles Nervi. It's helped bring restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Yes, folks, if nervous tension sometimes makes you uncomfortable, irritable, and jittery while on the job, call on Miles Nervi. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine, 25 cents and $1. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, for a good sleep tonight and a better day tomorrow, try Miles Nervi. It's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervi.